Christine W. in concert, April 8th, 2016. That's White Party Weekend. But she's not performing at the White Party. She's at the Meet the Museum Party for the Palm Springs Art Museum. Yes, you heard me right here.
And Christine W., I'm telling you, her first 8 singles all reached number 1 on the Billboard Hot Dance Club Play Charts, which set a new record at the time. And talk about an energetic performer. That would be amazing.
Yeah, she's going to be fabulous. We just can't wait to see what she has in store for us.
The Nicholas Snow Show begins right now.
Yes, fulfilling something on her own personal bucket list, Christine W. will be giving a concert at the museum, the Palm Springs Art Museum, as the headliner for the Meet the Museum membership drive party to be held April 8th from 6 to 9 p.m. on the Friday of White Party Weekend. Now in its 11th year, Meet the Museum is an annual event that encourages new museum membership by offering discounted admission to this signature party, along with the benefits of museum membership for one full year. Hundreds of excited guests attend the Meet the Museum event each year, with the annual event raising more than $70,000 in just one night. The event is expected to sell out again this year. Take it from me, museum insiders say you do not want to wait to try to get tickets at the door. Number one, they may not be available, but number two, they could be completely mobbed if you don't get your tickets in advance. The Art of Justice is the fun theme for Meet the Museum 2016, so be a hero of the museum and dress in your favorite superhero costume or accessorize as Green Lantern, Wonder Woman, maybe I'll do that, or any other Justice League or comic book hero. The entertainment, that's Christine W.'s concert, her bucket list fulfilled, in the Palm Springs Art Museum. The sponsor co-chairs for the entertainment are Tim Josen, MD, and Lee Irwin, Executive Director of Contour Dermatology. And of course, the event is generously chaired and presented by Mr. Harold Matzner. Next up, from the museum, Miley Vreeken tells us all about the Meet the Museum party.
The snowstorm continues after this.
Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
For the complete menu and holiday specials, visit lulupalmsprings.com. And for contest information, find and like Lulu California Bistro on Facebook. Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California. And I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before. And I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
And now, on with the show. He's a regular contributor to the Huffington Post and to media outlets throughout the world. He's an author, singer, songwriter, actor, and activist. and the executive producer and host of NicholasSnow.tv. He has created and continues to do so a snowstorm of global proportions dedicated to connecting the circuitry of humanity. And now, drifting into the studio and your life once again, Nicholas Snow.
I'm Nicholas Snow. As we know from Wikipedia, Christine Weitz, known by the stage name of Christine W., is an American singer-songwriter. She has released 7 albums. In 2004, The Advocate stated that she had helped shape the nightlife of the past decade. Her first 8 singles all reached number 1 on the Billboard Hot Dance Party Play charts, which set a new record. As of 2009, 14 of 15 singles had reached the top of the Billboard dance charts. How cool is that? So she was born and raised in Pasco, Washington. Her mother was a performer. She won the Miss Washington 1980-81 title and won Swimsuit and Talent in the Miss America pageant. She then moved to Las Vegas and enrolled at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, graduated with a BA in Communications TV Production and minored in Music and Marketing. Now listen to this. While living in Las Vegas, she headlined a review. During a review that featured Christine with a number of drag queens, she was spotted by an A&R agent who flew her to London for a recording session that resulted in the single Feel What You Want. After the release of her first single, which became very popular in overseas dance clubs, there was a bidding war by the major labels to sign her. She wrote and produced her albums Land of the Living and Stronger. The Advocate called Land of the Living impressive and states that she has an intensity that plays like she is a woman imitating a man impersonating a woman, while Spin called it one of the most artful song-oriented dance albums in years. Next up, from the museum, Miley Vreekin tells us all about the Meet the Museum party.
Oh, I'm thinking, time's been the teacher, I don't want to leave you, so please give me one more try. I'm tired and I'm weary, but I want you near me, so please give me one more try. Oh, just give me one more try. One more try.
As promised, joining the show is Miley Vreekin. She's the fundraising and development administrator of the Palm Springs Art Museum. And Miley, I have a confession to make. Out of all of my years in Palm Springs, I've never been to the Meet the Museum party, so I've been a bad boy.
Well, we definitely look forward to seeing you there. We're going to have an amazing event, as always, and this year is going to be super fantastic.
For those who are unaware of the event, every time it happens, it's one of the most talked about events in Palm Springs. Why don't you give us the rundown of what is expected this year?
Sure. Well, this year on Friday, April 8th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Palm Springs Art Museum main location, which is in downtown Palm Springs on Museum Drive, we are hosting the 11th annual Meet the Museum. And as you mentioned, it's always a fabulous party. Last year, everyone talked about it as the party of the year. It was super hot. And this year, we have an amazing theme, the Art of Justice. So while you don't have to come dressed up as your favorite comic book hero or even accessorize as a comic book hero, we know that there are those of us out there who love to do that. But, you know, it's also White Party Weekend, and it's a fun cocktail party. So come dressed for a cocktail party. Come dressed for a good time. We are going to have an amazing amount of fun. We have open bar hosted by Lulu and Crater Lake Vodka and Buzzbox. We have Lulu doing all the catering, which is fabulous. If you want to have an extra special view of our amazing performer, Christine W., you'll want to get a VIP ticket, and VIPs have their own access to the front of the stage as well as their own catering and bar stations. And then, of course, we have a lot of fun lined up, like character portraits and souvenir photos and henna tattoos. And the most amazing thing about this party is that it's a chance for you to really come down and meet the museum. The museum is open. Almost all of the galleries and exhibitions are on display. And so, Nicholas, have you not been down to the museum recently to see what we have here?
No, I've been to the museum recently. I've been to two of your recent shows at the Annenberg Theater. And
oh, great.
Yes. So, yes, I have been to the museum. But for those who are hearing the broadcast in the next couple of weeks or so, what is some of what's happening right there now?
Sure. So we have, you know, an amazing collection of art here at the Palm Springs Art Museum. And one of our two major galleries currently on display right now houses the Wiener family collection. And for four decades, the Wiener family has collected sculpture and paintings and drawing. And they provided a real powerful foundation for the works that we show here at the museum on a regular basis. And so we have Picasso and Moore and Lipschitz and Marini, amongst, you know, Calder and Arp. And so amongst the contemporary art, you know, connoisseurs, these are huge names, and it's an amazing exhibition. Right across the way, we right now have Edward S. Curtis, 100 Masterworks. And Edward S. Curtis set out to document the North American Indians in about 1900, and he did an amazing job. So these are black and white photographs and old vintage photography, and it's one of the most outstanding photographic collections. We'll also have on display a fun exhibition through the Fine Arts and Creativity Awards programs here. So this is an exhibition juried by museum professionals and local artists, but that's comprised from artwork from public and private high school students in the Coachella Valley. And this year's theme is Heroes and Villains. So it's a fun way to tie into, you know, this super fun theme for the event. And all of the galleries except for the glass gallery will be open that night. So we also have our outstanding permanent collection on the top floor of our museum, and additional artworks and gallery spaces that will be open, including our sculpture gardens, which are just fabulous outside at night in our beautiful Palm Springs weather.
I love that. I love that. Do you still have the amazing giant hearts on your ground floor patio by the cafe?
Yes. So we have an amazing amount of artwork outside in both of our sculpture gardens. So the sculpture garden that you're referring to now is correct, just outside of our Muse Cafe. And downstairs in that cafe area, that's where we'll have all the fun character portraits, the photos, the henna tattoos. And then outside, Lulu will have in that north garden there, the Dorothy and Harold J. Meyerman sculpture garden. The famous dessert bar from this event. It's always fabulous what they do, and it's so fun. And so you can go down there and get your sweet treat on. And then Lulu will also have a bar out there, and it's, you know, with the reflecting pond and all the amazing artwork out there, it's a wonderful way to enjoy art, you know, while outside in nature. And then we also have the garden on the south side that will be open as well, which also features some absolutely amazing pieces. And a lot of these, you know, pieces are 10 or 15 or more feet tall. And so it's really neat to stand at the base of them and look up. You really get a wide variety of art viewing and art interpretation experiences and opportunities when looking at all the art that the museum has.
I love that. And Barbara and Jerry Keller, the owners of Lulu, are huge supporters of so many community organizations. And Lulu is actually a sponsor of this program as well. So we love Barbara and Jerry and Lulu. And Christine W., I'm telling you, her first eight singles all reached number one on the Billboard Hot Dance Club play charts, which set a new record at the time. And talk about an energetic performer. That would be amazing. My interview with Miley continues after this.
I'm
The snowstorm continues after this.
I'm Nicholas Snow. When news got out that restaurant guru Willie Rhine and legendary Hollywood photographer John Pascal were combining forces to open 849 Restaurant and Lounge, the media buzz was instant and hasn't stopped since. Since opening September 1st, 2015, 849 has been bestowed consecutive Diner's Choice Awards by users of OpenTable and named Best Restaurant on Outlook Magazine's Ultimate Pride List and Best New Restaurant in the Desert Sun's Best of the Valley competition. The Hollywood Reporter calls 849 one of the hottest restaurants to sample, as does LA Eater. New York-based InsideHook.com gives 849 a big shout-out in their JetBlue Palm Springs Travel Advisory. Hollywood Highlight magazine has bestowed 849 with 5 stars, calling it a delightful, delicious, guilty pleasure in the desert. And television host Ross Matthews tells the Desert Sun 849 is among his favorite restaurants in Palm Springs. Variety magazine adds, with 300 seats, an indoor-outdoor patio, and 8,000 square feet, 849 offers space to party in the Uptown Design District. There's all-day happy hour, lounging with a view, and upscale dining. Find all this media coverage and more at 849.com. That's 8 spelled out, the number 4, and 9 spelled out, 849.com. Find the restaurant itself at 849 North Palm Canyon Drive in beautiful Palm Springs, California. Reservations are available at 849.com or give them a call at 760-325-8490. Tell them Nicholas Snow sent you.
And Christine W., I'm telling you, her first 8 singles all reached number 1 on the Billboard Hot Dance Club Play Charts, which set a new record at the time. And talk about an energetic performer. That would be amazing.
Yeah, she's going to be fabulous. We just can't wait to see what she has in store for us. It's going to be quite incredible. She actually has just told us that she's very, very excited to get her superhero vibe on, and that she's extremely thrilled about performing inside of an art museum, and we found out that that was on her bucket list. And she's going to be doing a lot of, you know, great classic hits like she used to do in her Vegas shows. And then, of course, that's going to include a tribute to her number one favorite singer of all time and personal hero, Donna Summer. So we know it's going to be a fabulous show. You know, she plays musical instruments. She's bringing her dancers in with her. We're just thrilled.
I absolutely love that. Just out of curiosity, are you a long-term desert resident? What is your experience of Palm Springs? How did you end up here?
Sure. Well, I am born and raised in Hawaii, and I've worked for a few different museums on the West Coast. So I did some development work up in Northern California, and I was pleased to come down to Palm Springs to continue my career in museum administration. I love the cause. And I absolutely love Palm Springs. My favorite thing about Palm Springs is the people. The people here are amazingly friendly and wonderful and open-minded, and I feel absolutely welcomed and comfortable in this community. I've been here for going on 6 years now. My husband is from the area. He was born up in Joshua Tree, and we're really happy to make Palm Springs our home, and working on events like this with the Palm Springs Art Museum, and you know, as part of White party weekend is really a pleasure. It's so much fun. I mean, everyone knows how to party in Palm Springs and also party for a good cause. I mean, this is a fundraiser. It's a museum membership drive. When you purchase tickets to the event, I mean, not only do you get this amazing party with, you know, with ballet and photos and food and drink by, you know, the best of the best in Palm Springs, but you get a membership to the museum. So when you want to come back, or your friends are in town, or if you're traveling from out of town and you want something to do when you grab lunch in downtown Palm Springs, what a better way to head over to the art museum and to support local culture.
I absolutely love that. You know, one of the things that is particularly special to me about Palm Springs is the fact that people from all walks of life get along in love and harmony. It's like a Coca-Cola commercial, you know?
It really is. I love it.
So there's two ticket levels again for the Meet the Museum party. There's the $40 general admission, and then the VIP tickets are how much?
The VIP tickets are $100. And we encourage you, if you want the best view of the stage, if you want, you know, we don't have a lot of long lines because we do our best to create the most efficient event. So there shouldn't be a lot of standing around in lines waiting for food or waiting to grab that drink. But if you're a VIP, you have a much smaller crowd to rub elbows with. There's a VIP area, and there's a VIP dedicated food and drink. And then, you know, then there's food and drink all over the party, all over the different locations and galleries of the museum. So once you're a VIP, you can go in and out of this VIP pass area and really get the best view of the stage.
Interestingly, this will be interesting for my audience as well. My podcast is about to surpass 2 million listens, and I'm very much a worldwide broadcaster, but it wasn't until this week that Facebook acknowledged me as a so-called celebrity and enabled live video on my Facebook profile. So now when I show up at an event like this, I can broadcast live video. But the reason it happened actually ties into your party. I was in Revivals over the weekend, and guess who was there? Mark Ruffalo. Who played the Hulk in the Avengers, was shopping at Revivals with his kids. So I got to say that I was, I introduced myself to him discreetly, explaining I was a volunteer with Desert AIDS Project, and everyone would be so grateful if I was able to photograph him in the store. And he graciously agreed. And that was one of the most viewed photos I've ever shared on Facebook. But the result is that day I got enabled by Facebook for video broadcasting.
Wow, that's wonderful. Congratulations. And what a great opportunity.
Yeah, so I'll be able to broadcast some of your party live.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Is there anything you would like to add about the party or the museum?
Well, I did want to, again, just make sure that everyone knows that, you know, we have this amazing, amazing performance coming to us from Christine W. And thanks to Tim Joshin and Lee Irwin out at Contour Dermatology, who are sponsoring the entertainment. We also have DJ Corey D, who's going to be spinning directly in between Christine's set. And DJ Corey always does an amazing job at this party spinning. So we're really looking forward to an absolutely fantastic time. And so come on down and meet the museum. See the museum, have a fun party, kick off White Party Weekend. It's guaranteed to be one of the hottest parties of the year.
Oh, well, I'll vouch for that by reputation alone. Now, one day a week, the museum is free. Is that correct?
Yes. Our main location downtown, which is the building that we've been speaking of, is always free due to the generosity of the City of Palm Springs. On Thursdays, the museum is open from noon to 8 p.m. on Thursdays, but it's always free every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. So it coincides with Village Fest.
We love that. The website...
We also have a couple of other museum locations that also offer free hours.
Well, go ahead and tell us about those. I know about the Galen in Palm Desert, but tell us about your other locations and their hours as well.
Sure. So in addition to the Palm Springs Art Museum downtown on Museum Drive, we have the Palm Springs Art Museum Architecture and Design Center, which we sometimes refer to as the A&D Center, and that's down on South Palm Canyon Drive. And it is always free as well due to a generous donation by an anonymous sponsor of the museum, and so they are always free down at the Architecture and Design Center. And the specific address and hours, I would recommend going to psmuseum.org, and there's a link there to go to the A&D Center. And then, as you mentioned, we have the Palm Springs Art Museum in Palm Desert, which we also sometimes refer to as the Galen, because that's the name of the building. And then the beautiful Faith Sarkowski Sculpture Gardens. The sculpture gardens, there's acres of wonderful, amazing property with sculpture and artwork, obviously, amongst nature. And it's gorgeous. It's always open 24 hours a day. The Galen inside and the exhibitions that it holds, I would recommend, again, for the absolute most accurate hours, go to psmuseum.org and follow the links for Palm Desert. But the Galen, thanks to Helene Galen, the Galen's admission is also always free.
I absolutely love that. If you go to psmuseum.org and you hover over the programs and events in the submenu, you'll see in the drop-down menu the Meet the Museum link. The website is very easy to navigate. And I want to thank you for taking the time to be on the show today. I love the museum. By the way, did you ever see the public service announcement that featured a quick scene of it was the commercial featured the bag monster, and it was a commercial to encourage the elimination of disposable plastic bags in local stores. And the museum is prominent in the public service announcement that was shot for that campaign.
Oh, wow. I didn't ever see that.
Well, I'll send you a link because I actually am the bag monster in the commercial.
Are you?
I am. So I'm immortalized. Great. With the museum.
Thank you.
Video.
We appreciate that. Yeah, we want as many people to know about, about the Palm Springs Art Museum, and we appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
We're here to bring art and culture to the Coachella Valley. So,
now, you know, I think we have more art and culture per square mile than any city our size.
We do. Palm Springs is very unique, and this is a really exciting time. You know, we're going to see a lot more visitors in the coming years. We already are. And it's really exciting with what's happening, and we're really pleased to work with you and be a part of, you know, educating the community and the world to what we're doing here in Palm Springs.
Well, I love sharing Palm Springs with the world, and thanks for being on the show, Miley, and I look forward to seeing you at the party.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
It's going to be a great time. Go to psmuseum.org and get your tickets now. Don't wait until the last minute. The tickets may not be available, and you also don't want to have to wait in a long line of last-minute partygoers.
In the house you used to live in, it's cold and falling down. Yeah. And I am tired and I'm weary, and Lord, those gray skies bring me down. And I came home for just one reason, to find myself in this quiet time. Yeah. And I keep thinking, oh, I'm thinking, been my teacher, I don't want to leave you, so please give me one more try. I'm tired and I'm weary, but I want you near me, so please give me one more try. Oh, just give me one more try.
are, in fact, connecting the circuitry of humanity. All of us connected. Please continue to connect with Nicholas Snow on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram, Google Plus, and other social networks. Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. This program is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.